The one you call for isn't here.
My chest heaves in panic at the sound of the voice. It echoes all around me, wrapping around my body. And when I open my eyes, she's not there.
Fog covers the ground,
and it's quiet, save for the sound of a rustling wind that doesn't quite sound like it belongs here.
Hello there.
I'm startled and whip my body around, but no matter where I look, I see nothing. I hear nothing besides the wind and footsteps. The sound of someone walking, but it's not consistent. No, it comes and goes as it pleases. The distance is unknown and the cadence is choppy, and her voice, it's the same as before, yet different. There's something all-knowing about it, old yet young, present yet not. It sounds so sure, unlike the uncertainty I feel with every step I take in search of her.
Where are you?
I'm right here,
she says from behind me. I turn as fast as I can to catch her, but I don't. She's not there, only the echo of her last word.
Here.
To my left.
Here.
In front of me.
Here.
To my right.
Here. She whispers in my ear. I turn and realize how close I am to her face underneath the starry falls.
She goes back under those starry falls, and those footsteps fill the space again. I turn over and over in search of a face I may or may not recognize, till I hear the soft melodic sound of humming from a voice I've heard before, a song that was sung to me throughout my childhood, every night before I went to sleep.
Come near, my dear, you're safest here. In love and life, my brightest light.
Mom. It's an impossibility.
Mother.
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 With each echo of the word, her voice changes, to the point I'm not even sure it's a her, rather an it. Different, as it goes from mother's to something deeper and raspier, then soft and dreamy, distorted, deep, and wrong, sultry and dripping with disdain. This mockery of my mother slips back into the curtain, falling away like dust, before I hear its footsteps again.
She told you, and yet you still don't know.
What do I not know?